Back now with Day to Day. After a move or a job change, it's often frustratingly difficult to access medical records. But now five of the nation's largest companies say they'll make all employee medical records electronic. Some privacy experts are saying that the records could become open season for hackers. I'm joined by Marketplace's Janet Babin. And Janet, what companies are doing this and why?
Well, the companies involved, Mike, are Walmart, BP America, Intel, Pitney Bowes, and Applied Materials. So some pretty heavy hitters there. And that would cover about 2.5 million people who would then have access to their health records basically through their computer. And the companies say that putting the records online has lots of benefits for the employers and for them. It could save on paperwork and cut administration costs and could even end up reducing medical errors because there'd be fewer missing files.
And as for the downside, the people who are saying open season for hackers, why are they concerned?
Well, even though the companies stress, of course, that they're not going to have access or control of the employees' medical records, Mark Rotenberg with the Electronic Privacy Information Center says it would be relatively easy for employers or others to abuse the system.
There's always the risk, and the problem has a lot to do with the incentives. Employers do have an interest in getting access to the medical information of their employees, and it can affect hiring decisions and promotion decisions.
And Rotenberg says now that medical records are being used to even predict behavior and future medical conditions, it makes security online even more critical. So he's calling for additional safeguards to make sure insurers or hackers can't get at these records.
And the company's response to this is what?
Well, the companies say that the employee records will be compiled by an independent third-party group. It's a nonprofit group based in Portland, Oregon, that's going to develop software for this program. And the information will be stored in a database that they say only the employee is going to be able to access here. The pro-technology group, the Markle Foundation, has recently done a study, and the companies say this study shows that workers want access to online medical records, so they're actually going to be helping the employees here.
I'm sure they want access to online medical records that are safe and protected, though, and there's the rub.
Exactly, right. In that same study, a majority of people said they were very concerned about their medical or personal information getting into the wrong hands. The employees' online records should be available, though, in about 6 months for those employees at those companies. Coming up later today on Marketplace, Mike, I'm going to have a report about a Florida startup company that's going to use a plant called Arundo Donax to generate electricity.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.